Hey, Radio St. Pete, if you're styling, this lunchtime conversation is for you. I'm Nanette Weiser, and you know, it's fall. It's time to up your game, drop those flip-flops. You can wear white girls, but what about the guys? And what is Florida style? And today I have somebody with me who kind of knows a little bit about menswear, TJ Kalemi. He's the senior style consultant at Tweed Suit Shop. Welcome, TJ.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What does TJ stand for?
Thomas James, actually.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about how you came into fashion as a side gig during college while you were studying physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me your story.
Yeah, so I'm actually really great friends with the owner of the company. So we actually went to high school together. You know, I've known him since freshman year.
Where was that, by the way?
Cardinal Mooney in Sarasota.
Okay.
We both went to high school together, and I saw him start this business 6 years ago out of the box truck. I always thought it was a really cool concept. You know, I loved the idea of dressing well. I just didn't, at the time, didn't have a reason to. Or a need to. You know, I'm sure a lot of guys can resonate with that. But, you know, I finally did have a reason. 3 years ago, I was getting married. I called Donald, a good friend of mine, and he had me in the shop. You know, I always wanted to support his business. So he had me in the shop, styled me up with a new suit for my wedding. And the rest is history. Right then and there, I went through the process. I had tried on the suit when it came in. I was so, you know, excited about it. And I loved wearing it. I loved the way it looked on me. And I knew I wanted to do this.
And instead of a tuxedo, a suit.
Yeah. Yep, I went with a navy suit for my wedding.
You know, actually, it's really interesting because I see guys today, your generation, the younger generations, reinventing what a suit means. Let's talk a little bit about suit dressing right now for the fall, what's trending. And then I want to talk about what's changed in suits in the last few years.
You're definitely seeing a lot. Younger guys tend to want something a little bit more form-fitting, a little bit more slim cut. Maybe they like the high water look. You know, a lot of younger guys are gravitating towards that more modern cut, maybe a shorter jacket, not as long and traditional. Whereas, like, a lot of guys come to us and they're looking, a lot of older guys come in looking for more of a traditional cut, something more full cut where they're comfortable. So, it's whatever the individual is looking for is what we kind of say is in my opinion. You know, we're a very catered approach to what the client is looking for. So,
bespoke. So mocha is very big this season, but of course, traditionally, it's been black, it's been gray, it's been navy. Of course, Seersucker works for Florida.
Seersucker's great. I have a couple of them myself.
Tell me a little bit about Seersucker and how I've seen now pinks, I see lavenders, I see not just the traditional light blue.
Yeah, no, I love Seersucker. It's you see them done. They're made in 100% cotton, but I do have some all wools. They're very light and very breathable. They tend to have a really cool texture to them. It reads very casual. It's a perfect Florida summer summer suit, summer jacket. And you get a nice Seersucker jacket. It's going to look really perfect for the Florida climate.
Men are not afraid of color anymore.
No. I mean, some guys are, but not all of them.
what is the look with a tie? What is the tie of this fall going into this fall? We've had the narrow ones. We've had the stripe ones. We've had the theme ones. What is the look right now? Is it a shorter tie? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I would say it's traditionally you want your tie length to come out to the down to your waistband. So shorter, I would advise against. And then as far as width goes, I personally don't like slim cut or slim ties. I think more standard or even wider ties present power, present more of a powerful gentleman who wants to be perceived in that way. And certainly it'll look a lot better, in my opinion.
Plaid is huge for women. Plaid is huge for women. It's all over Vogue. What about for men?
Oh, it's huge for men, too. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of guys love plaid sports coats. Definitely seeing a lot of guys coming in looking for plaids. Some guys even like to do three pieces in plaids just to be really, really loud and really, you know, make a statement when they walk in a room. A lot of guys do want to make a statement. So a plaid can go a long way in making a statement when you step into a room being that guy that everybody wants to talk to.
Well, there's a lot of artists and musicians in town. Talk to me a little bit about the way creatives such as artists and musicians are using clothing as part of their storytelling and brand.
Yeah, so I've actually been approached by many guys who are in the music industry. And the cool thing we can do you know, at Tweeds is custom printed items. So you can actually get your band logo or band name on the inside of your jacket. We could do, we could print it on the outside of the jacket. We could do a custom pinstripe where your band name actually appears as the pinstripe in a very subtle way. But from afar, it reads as a pinstripe suit. But when you get close, you can actually read it as the band's name or whatever you wanted that phrase to say. But yeah, there's a ton of stuff we can do for bands. I see a lot of guys doing some crazy jacquard patterns, so wild festival type looks for, you know, music events and that sort of thing. So a lot of ways we can do.
How is Florida different than, say, New York City? You know I came from California. I didn't wear the same thing to D.C. that I wore in Las Vegas or in Los Angeles. How has location is there a general look that's okay, or do you really have to think about what people are wearing as you go from these major cities to places like Florida?
Well, I mean, it really comes down to the main difference from Florida to New York is it's hotter. It's a lot hotter. So we source a lot of very lightweight fabrics for our clients to enjoy, much more breathable wear. So when they're going out, they're not sweating. You know, having more lightweight fabrics. I mean, as far as the aesthetic of it, I don't think you really have to consider it too much as far as the aesthetic. I mean, certainly lighter colors tend to play better in the summertime. More linen suits, linen wool silk blends are very popular among the Florida crowd, but in the summertime. But I mean, four season suits play really well, especially if you get them done in a lightweight fabric, and that's we specialize in that.
You use a lot of English and Italian cloths. Why is that?
English and Italian cloths are the best. That's why.
Is it the weave?
No, it's
is it the colors? Is it just the texture? I mean, I just want to pet. You're wearing a fabulous outfit here. I just want to pet.
Yeah, this one actually is an Italian cloth. It's a Rada, little known suit house, but they make amazing fabrics. They actually make fabrics for Zegna, and Zegna's world renowned for making some of the best stuff. So Rada does a really good job. Italian fabrics just tend to be superior. I mean, they've been doing Italian and English have been doing it long, very long time. So they know what they're doing. The English cloths, Dorme, tends to have a double ply wool that it sounds hot and heavy, but it actually is very lightweight and breathable. But it just adds durability to your suit. So it's a really nice look, and I really prefer English and Italian cloths.
Advice for men to develop your personal style. I mean, I have a certain look I like to have. I'm not wearing it today, but I mean, I love black and white with a pop of color. What do you think helps transition into a trending fall season now and an overall personal brand, especially if you're an influencer?
Yeah, so I mean, definitely transitioning into fall, definitely want to consider more natural tones. As you see, I'm wearing a brown suit today.
Mocha.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm wearing a mocha suit today, and it definitely it's trending towards that fall time. So natural tones definitely play really well. Khaki, mocha, certainly. You know, burnt oranges are fun. Fun way to stand out. Yeah.
I love that. I want to talk about accessories.
Okay.
First of all, I love the fact that you're wearing a black shirt mm-hmm. with a mocha mm-hmm. suit. That to me just really speaks to hip.
Yeah.
Talk about accessories. What less is more? I mean, I always like to say don't wear more than three, but what is trending for male accessories?
I mean,
cufflinks to necklaces or whatever, watches, etc. What's hot?
I mean, the big one is definitely watches, I would say. You know, a watch can speak a lot about, you know, the type of person you are and, you know, if you want to have a conversation with that person, it can definitely speak a lot to, you know, oh, you know, that's a really nice watch. Definitely want to talk to that gentleman. But certainly, ties are big and tie clips, I personally, yeah, I love wearing a tie clip when I am wearing a tie. It just adds that. But make sure you're matching your hardware, right? So if you have a little bit of hardware on your loafers and that's a silver piece of hardware, you definitely want to match that to your tie clip. So have a nice silver, a silver tie clip. And then also you want to match that to your watch. If you got a stainless watch, you definitely want to coordinate all that together. You don't want to, mix metals is kind of a little bit of a no-no.
You can judge the man by you could judge a book by a cover, and you can judge a man by his shoes.
Yes.
Let's talk about the importance of shoes and what's trending. I mean, honestly, these Hey Dude things are driving me nuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, don't get me started. I mean, definitely the Crocs are just as bad in my opinion. But, I think with footwear in general, I mean, definitely dress shoes, loafers are, I personally like loafers. It's just a little bit more casual when you're day to day. Dress shoes tend to be a little bit more formal, for formal events, going to a wedding, going to a gala. Yeah, throw on some dress shoes. But if you're day to day work, loafers are comfortable. They slip on. They're super comfortable and they look great. They look phenomenal.
I like the shoes. So all the anchors, Channel 8, Channel 9, they wear what mm-hmm. I call TV shoes, and they've got the white sole mm-hmm. and they're brown or they're black. Do you know what those are?
I don't either,
but every single one of them, all over America, you're all wearing the same
like
shoe.
Like that sneakerish dress shoe? Is that what you're talking
exactly
about?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I'm not a fan.
That's all right. We're not a fan. We're going to talk, we're going to do the yays. We're going to do the Siskel Ebert thing in a minute. I want to talk about fashion as conversation starter.
Okay.
So you mentioned a tie clip, and I used to love, my dad had all kinds of tie clips, and they've really come back in. Socks.
Mm-hmm.
Socks can be a really, another thing that you see on TV that, is just amazing. Like they've got a sock on.
Yeah.
Talk about the importance of just, black socks. They never get dirty. We don't need black or brown.
Yeah.
Talk about socks as fashion.
Well, you definitely want to coordinate your socks with your suit. You don't want to go, if you're wearing a black suit, you don't want to be wearing like necessarily, purple or, red socks per se. I mean, for a stylistic choice, potentially, if you're trying to match your socks to your tie, baby, and that really coordinates well with the outfit, then yeah. But certainly you don't want to go too crazy with the socks. I mean, in my opinion, and a lot of times, actually, you're seeing a lot of guys opt more recently for no-show socks, which I do tend to like. It's a little bit more of a modern, trendy thing right now.
Very Miami Vice.
Yeah, very, and it looks really good. I know a lot of women who prefer to see guys dressing that way and, not wearing, doing no-show socks. They feel it looks more sophisticated. I tend to agree.
How does style help define the character of the city, from events to galleries to concerts and festivals?
Yeah, how does style define say that again?
How does it define our city? What is St. Pete style?
St. Pete style. Well, I think, if you look at St. Pete, I mean, I think St. Pete's definitely a fun, hip town. I think, with St. Pete, you can definitely see a lot of see a lot more fun, trendy things. We don't have to go super formal, and guys don't necessarily have to get navy suits and black suits. You should have those in your wardrobe. But I think as far as the style that we should be presenting, I think it should be more fun. It should reflect the city, certainly.
Absolutely. So let me ask you a few things. First date.
First date, yeah.
First date, what do you wear on a first date?
Oh, I mean, jeans, a nice dress shirt, and a cool jacket, maybe to pop on top. So I tend to like monochromatic looks. So maybe like a black pair of jeans, a black dress shirt, and then maybe pop this mocha jacket or a maroon jacket on top of that. That lets the jacket stand as the star of the show, and everything else just works. Black is a really nice base. White's a nice base. And you can add a pop of color as your jacket and really make you stand out.
What about facial hair for fall? What's the hair? Gentlemen, I hope you're listening to TJ. TJ is here with us from Tweeds. There's a Tweeds in Sarasota and Tampa and St. Pete. He is a senior style consultant. We are learning how to dress our men and how our men should dress. Let's talk about hair and facial hair.
Well, I mean,
what's trending?
I personally, I got a little bit of a beard going on. I like to have a beard. I like to keep it nice and tight, keep it, trimmed down. I go see my barber probably every 2 weeks and, I'm maintaining it in between, and keeping the lines nice and sharp and crisp. So I just look really well presented. I don't ever want to get too overgrown there, but I definitely see a lot of guys, definitely grow a nice beard and, it works. It works really, really well. And certainly guys do clean shaven too. I mean, I think whatever your poison is, just make sure it's looking good.
Celebrate your personal style. Celebrate your personal style. And I know you're passionate about building community through collaboration and partnering with nonprofit organizations. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, nonprofits.
Do you do fashion shows as fundraisers?
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of, we've helped a lot of charities and community in the community in Sarasota. We've definitely partnered with some in St. Pete. All over every location that we have, we try to get involved in the community, go to networking events and get involved in charities and that sort of thing for sure.
That's wonderful. And if you're getting married, why is it that tuxedos have sort of disappeared? There's so many different ways to have fashion, but I've noticed that more and more it's bespoke suits.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that trend, and I still do love a white tux, however.
Yeah, no, I mean, tuxedos, I don't think they've disappeared per se. I mean, you don't see them as much. I'd say the reason for that is it's a little bit more limited on what you can do with a tuxedo after the fact. A lot of guys come in looking with versatility in mind. They want, they spend a pretty penny on a custom-made garment. They want to get a lot of use out of it. So they opt for a suit rather than a tux. I mean, I still get a lot of guys coming in for a tux. They just want that look and that aesthetic. But in terms of additional versatility after the event, I mean, how many galas are you going to? How many, black ties are you going to? It's very limited. Whereas a suit, you can wear it to, you can throw the jacket on over some jeans and go on a date night. With a suit, you can, wear it on a bit to a business event, to a business, conference, and job interview. I mean, you have so many, use cases for a suit where a tux just wouldn't fit.
You know, I'm so happy, TJ, that you could join us today to talk about style for all ages, developing a personal brand, Tweed Suit Shop here in St. Pete and Tampa and Sarasota. Finally, just tell us what it is that you think when you look at somebody in a glimpse.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you think really makes the man as he walks down the streets of St. Pete?
It definitely comes down to me, how he carries himself. If he carries himself with confidence, and he's smiling. Yeah, absolutely. I think it reads confident. It reads, it makes the man genuinely. But also I think to just go a step further than that is, presenting yourself in a well-dressed fashion. It doesn't necessarily have to be suits or sports jackets, just looking clean and tidy throughout the outfit and cohesive. I mean, it really does convey to everyone around you, hey, I'm here, I have confidence, I love myself. I take care of myself. So I really think that those things help make the man.
TJ, senior style consultant at Tweed Suit Shop. Thank you very much for
Absolutely.
Being here. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. And if you're not styling after this conversation, your girlfriend is walking out the door.